Okay, today is Daf Mem Beis. Mem Beis. Today's Mem Beis. We are on Mem Aleph and Beis, like, I don't know, about 2, 4, 6, about 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chanin, Amar
Rav.
Rav Chanin said in the name of Rav, Eitz Erez, the cedar wood, Ushni Tolas, and the red string, Shekal Tasan, Shalheves Kshira. He said that if it gets burnt before it gets into the fire of the Sreifas HaPara, or you burn it together with the para, the paraduma, if it get, like, I don't know, it gets singed before it gets mamash into the fire, that's okay. That's kshera. That's okay. Meisvei, how could that be okay? Meisvei, it says like this. Nizhahev halashon, if the lashon, which is the string. The word lashon means a tongue, but it means a string, a strand. Nizhahev halashon, maybe lashon acher makadesh. You have to bring another one, right? So what do you see from here? The kasha of Chanan. Chanan said it's okay. See, it's not true. Amar Abaya, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Khan, when do you have to bring another one? Big kolacha. When it's a tall fire. Khan, when don't you have to bring another one? Binich vefes, with a low fire. So if it's a low fire and it got singed, that's considered part of the fire. If it's a big flame, 20 feet high, and it got 20 on the 20th foot, it got singed, and it's 19 more feet of fire, that doesn't count. Then you have to bring another one. Okay? Rava Amar, Rava said, Kovein, what we said yesterday, that there has to be some heaviness to this string, is Tanoihi. That's a Machlokas Tanoihi. D'Tanya, Lama Karchin, why do you have to bundle up these materials? Today, in order, Sheikulon Baguda Achas Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says it should be one aguda. So how do you make an aguda? You bundle it. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, no. Kadei Shehei Ben Kovei. No, that's not the reason. I don't care if it's separated, but it has to have a weight to it. V'yipulutah Sefer Tzapara. So it should fall into the Sefer Tzapara. So what do you see? They're arguing about whether it has to have Kovei. Whether it has to have weight.
The strings around the animal's neck, is it that?
No. That's what we're talking about, Paraduma. Kiyasar of Dimi, Amar B'Yochanan, Shalosh Lushonos Shamati. There are three red strands in the Torah. Achas Shel Para, one of the Paraduma. Achas Shel Seir B'Shtaleach, one of the Seir and Yom Kippur. Achas Shel Metorah, and one of the Metorah. The Achas Mishkal Asara Zuz, one is worth 10 Zuz. 10 Zuz is another way of saying 2.5 shekel. 2.5 Selah, I'm sorry. 2.5 Selah. Right, why? A sela is a 2 shekel. A shekel is 2 zuz. So 10 zuz is 2.5 sela. It just is. Achas mishkal shnei slim. One's 2 slim.
The weight.
2.5. 2. The achas mishkal shekel. And one's a half a sela. So it's a half, 2 and 2.5. A half, 2 and 2.5. The ain't little farish, but I don't know which one's which. Half, 2 and 2.5.
Is it also string around the other?
We said that yesterday. Not yesterday. What? I'm not mentioning it. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, he said, Pirsha Mishmeder of Yonason, he explained like this. Shalpara, the Paraduma, is Mishkal Atzara Zuz. That's the heaviest one. That's 2.5. Shal Seir Mishdaleach, Mishkal Shnei Slayim. That's 2. Vishal Mitzorah, Mishkal Shekel. And one of the Mitzorah is a half a Tzela. Amr B'Yochanan, Pligiba, Rishur Ben Chalafta, V'Rabbanan, B'Parah. They have Deva Machlokas by the Paraduma. Chara Mar Mishkal Asara. One says 2.5. The Chara Mar Mishkal Shekel. And one says 1.5. What about the 2? Not by Paraduma. They don't have Machlokas about that. The Simonach, the Simon is, to know about this Machlokas, Echad Hamar Bevechad Hamamit. Whether it's a lot or a little. That's a different context. That means that whether you do a lot or a little, as long as you leave your lave, it's Fashem. But it's the idea, it's the maximum shear and the minimum shear. The middle shear, they're not arguing about. That's why Echad Hamar Bevechad Hamamit. They're not arguing by para. Ella b'ser mishdaleach pligi. They're arguing by the ser mishdaleach. Vahu yom on that day, Noach nafshe de Ravya bar Kisi. That day, Ravya bar Kisi died. The anchu ba simana, and it was and when he died, it was a simon. His death was a simon that to know that the machlokas was about ser mishdaleach. Why? V'anchu beis simana Rav Bar Kisi mechaper kitzir mishtaleach. That Rav Bar Kisi's death was a kapara, just like Sir Mishtaleach is a kapara. Says Rashi, misas tzadikim mechaperes. Misas tzadikim k'de'amar ba'alma, like we say in ba'alma. Lama nisbecha misas aron lebigde kahuna. Lama lach ma bigde kahuna mechaperin af misas tzadikim mechaperes. So when he died on that day, the day that they had the machlok, the day that he said, the machlok is about Tzir Mishtaleach, not about Paradu, it's about Tzir Mishtaleach, right? They knew that was a simon, that's what they're really arguing about. That was the correct shot. They weren't arguing about the shear of a string by Paraduma. No. They were arguing about Tzir Mishtaleach. Why? Because the death of a tzaddik is mechaper, just like the Tzir Mishtaleach is mechaper. I asks, what?
That's a
stretch. Ask Tosfos Yeshanim. But the death of a tzaddik is mechaper, just like the paraduma is mechaper. And the Gemara says, that's why Miriam is mentioned, death of Miriam is right next to the paraduma, to let you know, the death of a tzaddik, Miriam, is mechaper, just like paraduma is mechaper. What kind of right is this? That he died. Is it, right?
One's something that's natural and that feels about it, and one's something that you do.
Correct, but the point is that the death of a tzaddik is mechaper, so it goes to Paraduma and it goes to Tzir Mishtaleach also.
So that was a synonym of divine that he was right?
Yeah, that he died. But it's not so true, because the death of a tzaddik is mechaper just like Paraduma is mechaper.
Right.
So the Tosfos Yeshanim answers, the main goal of the Paraduma is not to be mechaper. The main goal is, it makes you tar. We say on some level, it's some kind of kapar. That's not the ikkar of a paraduma. Therefore, it's not a comparison. What does that mean? The death of a tzaddik is mechaper, just like paraduma is mechaper? Paraduma is not really mechaper? On some big, grand level.
They're both supposed to make you think.
Correct. So what's a closer connection? The Tzir Mishtaleach is much closer. So the fact that he died that day, that was a kapara, just like the Tzir Mishtaleach is the ikkar kapara. Okay.
How did he relate this mafokas?
He said, what?
Rabbi Bar Kisi.
The day that Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that's not what they were arguing about. They were arguing about Tzir Mishtaleach. And you know how I'm right? Because what's his name passed away? The big tzaddik passed away. On the day that I must be I'm right. Just like he was mechaper, so too my idea about kapara is right. Okay. Amar of Yitzchak, shtei shchitos shamati. I heard about. Okay, here we go. Okay. This is going to take a while, and this is not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy, and it's technical. Amar b'yitzchak, shtei shchitos shamati. I heard about two shchitos. Achas shel para, one about the para aduma, v'achas shel paro, and one about the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We know that shchita is ksheira bizar. So can a zar shech the para aduma? Well, why not? Shchita's ksheira bizar. Can a zar shech the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur?
No.
Why not?
No.
Shchita's par, shchita's kasha bizar. Why not? So, says Rabbi Yitzchak, there are two shchitas I know about that are funny, that don't really fit with the rest of the shchitas of the year. One is the par aduma, which is not even every year, because once every 100 years. One is the par aduma. One is the par of the Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol. Achas ksheira bizar. V'achas psula bizar. One yes, azar. One no, azar. V'lo yadana ha'menev. I don't know which one's which. I don't know which one's yes, which one's not. What?
The paraduma is not shefted in anywhere near Kodesh.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
The other one is shefted inside. So in order to do it, unless you're using that the super long knife again that we have.
Correct. So we're going to get to it. We're not going to mention the long knife, but we are going to bring up the point that the paraduma is called kachay. It's called kachay berek habayis. Because why? Because it's not shechted on the har in the Beit Hamikdash. Where is it shechted? On Har Hazesim, right? Shechted on Har Hazesim. So that's a funny thing, right? Because it's not a carbon.
Yeah, so
what else is it? So okay, so what is it? It's so we're gonna get to it.
It's
so itmar. So what?
Yeah,
correct. It's not a carbon because it doesn't follow the rules. It's a procedure. I'm not saying it's not. It's a very, very big thing. It's a big deal. But it's not a carbon. What? Just because you kill an animal doesn't mean it's a carbon. Okay. Itmar. Shchitas para. whether or not who could check the para, uparo, or the par of the kohen gadol. It's a machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel, chad amar para psula paro kshera, and chad amar paro psula paro kshera. That a machlokas. Which one you can do, which one you can't do. Machlokas. Who said what? Doesn't say. Tistayim, I'll prove to you, derav hu de amar para psula. Rav is the one who said that a para aduma cannot be shechted by a zar, but the par of the kohen gadol can. What's the proof? Damar Abzera. Abzera said like this: shchitas para bizar psula. He made a statement: a zar to shecht the para aduma, impossible. V'rav amar Rav Allah, and Rav said about that. You know why it's impossible? I'll tell you why. Because it says Elazar. Who's Elazar? The kohen. V'chuka, and this is a chok. Parshas Chukas, Paraduma, the chok. Shaninuba. That's what it says over there. Meaning, there's no wiggle room. It's got to be this way. Torah went out of its way to say, no, Elazar's got to do it. It's a chok. There's no wiggle room. A zar cannot do it. Normally, a zar can do shechita. It's not considered an avoda. This is different.
Who said Pasuk's talking about the shechita?
What? It's talking about everything, including the shechita. V'rav, maishna para, dechsiv. Now, one second. Now, if that's the case, what about the power of Yom Kippur? Rav said, yeah, that's okay. Right? Because they held one yeah and one no. So the power of Yom Kippur, that's okay. The Kohen Gadol, someone else could do it. His third cousin could do it, who's the Yisrael. Right? That's okay. V'rav, maishna para. Why is the para different? Dechsiv, alazav v'chuka. It's a paro nami. What do you mean? On Yom Kippur also. Hana ha-ksiv. It says Aaron v'chuka. It says Aaron v'chuka. So why not? Says the answer. So why? So how come a zar is allowed to do it? Answers the Gemara. Nishchit alav avoda hi. No, nishchit is not an avoda. And the answer is that? It's not an avoda. Right. The Gemara asks, Ihacha Paranami. Ihacha Paranami.
The whole thing starts from the Kabbalah.
Oh, so says Rashi, Shchita Lava Vodihi, says Rashi, Velo Kaima Chuka Ashchita. The Chuka doesn't go on Shchita, what you would say. By the Paranum Kippur, Marcel's right. The Chuka doesn't go on Shchita. That's what Rashi just said. Says Tosvos, Shchita Lava Vodihi, says Tosvos, Bechal Duchti, throughout Shas, I want to point out, there's only one place in Shas. It's not throughout Shas, one place, which is right here in Zvachim Yadalid. One place, Rashi tells us, every place, it's only once. Pirush Rashi says, Mishum, Dechsher Bazar. It's kosher with a Zar. The Tema, tells us, asks, one second, the Parakama de Zvachim Parech, Vareshchita, Dar E. Efshar Levatla. It's impossible to get around Shechita. It's impossible not to. You could get around Kabbalah or Halacha. So you can get around Halacha. If you check right by the Mizbeach, there's no Halacha. There's nothing, nowhere to go. You're right there. You can get around that. You can't get around Shechita. How do you get an animal without Shechita? How do you get a car without Shechita? It's impossible. Halacha, you can get around it. So the Gemara asks in Zvachim, Shechita Iyav Shal Levatla, you can't get around it. Viksheir Bizar. Right? And it's kosher by Azar, because the Gemara there says that anything that you can't get around can't be done, it must be done by a Kohen. So the Umishani, we answer, no, Shechit Lav Avodi, it's not an Avoda. Right? What does it mean it's not an Avoda? Vahashta, ma Chuvihizu. What kind of answer is that? Vahasharei, Hekshe, Shailal Apostle Bazar, Kiev in the EF Shalavatla, but it's still possible by Azar. Right? Upirish, Rabbi Yaakov, Meorleans, Delav Avodihi, Dinohagets Afilu Bechulin. It's not an avoda because, not because it says the word Kohen afterwards. That's not the reason. The reason is because avoda, because shechita is mutter by regular meat. That's what makes shechita not an avoda. Not because the pasuk says when the Torah is going through the order of a carbon, it says shechita. Then it says, oh, by the way, I'm Aaron and Bnei Aaron around the scene. Which is Masha, before Bnei Aaron get here, Azar could do it. That's the Makar. That's not the reason. The reason is, it's not an Avoda, because you have it in every day. Every day you have meat. Want to eat meat? You have to go shecht it. That's why it's not an Avoda. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara answered, now don't tell me that par on Yom Kippur is a chok and it must be done by a Kohen because it says Aaron and Chuka. It's not an avoda. So it's not an avoda. Ihachi para nami. Then why is it para an avoda? Shiny para answers the Gemara, it's different by par. The kaji beta kabayasi. Because it's only beta kabayas. What does that mean? It's only beta kabayas? Not even a carbon. So it makes the question stronger. If it's only beta kabayas, why does a Kohen have to do it? Valav kol dekenu. That doesn't make any sense. It's a kal v'chomer. If we allow a non-Kohen on a carbon, any carbon, on Yom Kippur also we allow it. So why don't we allow it on the par adum, which is not even a carbon? It's beta kabayas. Answers the Gemara. Amr of shishi brei dravidi. Midi dehavi amaris negoyim. It's no different than who checks out the negoyim. Kohen. Who made him in charge? The lava voda. It's not even avoda. Uboi kahuna. It requires kahuna. Says the Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky. There's two issues here. Number one, there's something called a zor. Right? What's a zor? A zor is someone who's not a Kohen. That's avoda. Right? Avoda. Can a non-Kohen do avoda? No. Only Kohen can do avoda. Right? Avoda is puzzle bizarre. Shechita, it's not avoda. That is another thing. Torah said there are things out there that can only be done by a Kohen. It's not avoda. It's not avoda. Like what? Like Maris Negayim, Paraduma. It's not avoda. However, the Torah said only a Kohen can do it. I'm not a Kohen. I can't do it. What do you want from me? It's not avoda. It's a whole different thing. Right? Kohen is the one, he's the go-to guy. Therefore, I'm not a Kohen. I'm not the go-to guy. Okay. That's Rav. Shmuel de Amar Paro Psula. Paro is Patzel. He said, Paraduma, yeah, Zar could do. Paro of Yom Kippur, no. Maishna Paro, the Chsiv Aaron Vechuka. Why? Because it says by Aaron Vechuka. Only Aaron. Paranami Chsiv Alaza Vechuka. But by Paraduma, it also says Alaza Vechuka. So how come he allows it? Shiny Hassam. No, it's different over there. Over there by Paraduma. The Chsiv Vishachat Osa Lefanov. Pasuk is Yishechta in front of Elazar. Meaning, Elazar's not doing the Shechita. Zar Shochet Velazar Roe. The Zar can do it. Elazar's watching, make sure it's okay. Doesn't have to do it. Virav, what does Rav do with that Pasuk? It doesn't mean that the Zar can do it. What it means is, Shelo Yasiach Daito Mimena. That the Kohen who's doing the Shechita can't have Hetzach Hadas. He can't be thinking about the Nix. What does that mean? Ushmuel, Shalyasiak Daito Minole. How does Shmuel know that you have to do that? You can't be facing out. Nafkale, it says like this. Mivisorif es hapara le'enov. It says a second time. You will burn the para in front of him. In front of him. Meaning, don't space out.
That's
Virav. Rav, why does it say it twice? So it means the whole story. Virav, it says it twice. So Virav, chad b'shchita, v'chad b'sef v'tzrichi. It says it twice, and I needed to say it twice. Why? The kasher rachmana b'shchita, had it only said it by shchita, mishum d'tchilas avodahi. Well, you have to start off doing it right. Aval b'srefa, emalo. Who said you have to have a kavana, you have to have hesach hadas such a long time? Expect someone to have concentration for so long, who said that? No, the Torah said it, tzrichi, you need it. The kasher rachmana b'srefa, if it only had it by Sreifa, Mishum Dahashtahu, the Miskashra Para. This is what makes the Para into a Paraduma. Let's say you do the Shechita, and then you go away for a week. No, that's not a Paraduma. You got to finish. So the Iker is just burning it. Aval Shechita, Emelov. So Shechita, you don't have Kavana by Shechita, big deal. You spaced out by Shechita, big deal. At the end of the day, by the Iker part, you have Kavana. No, it's not good enough. Tzricha, right? Tzricha, it's necessary. Asks the Gemara, Lima'ute Mai. When don't you have to have kavana? What's excluded from here? When can I space out? When can I space out? Right? You hear that, Kasha?
Never
No. In Paraduma, in the world of Paraduma, when can I space out? Ask Tos in the bottom. Timely, Maika Amar Lemute Mai. What kind of question is that? When can you space out? V'chi chovahu sheyesh lo lemait? What, is it chi to space out? When can I not? When don't I have to have Hesach Hadas to ask the Gemara? Says what? Who made up that rule? When can? Who said you can have the Chiyuv? You have to space out. Veleka Lameibar. Don't say, says Tosos. Don't say. Mishum dahave shchita v'sreifa. Shnei k'suv ma'boim ke'echad ve'em alamdin. Don't tell me. Well, because shchita, the Torah goes out of its way to say shchita, and the Torah goes out of its way to say sreifa. So only by them you need kavana. Ain't melanded to the rest of the avoda. So don't say that. That's a wrong answer. Why? The adarabba. Just the opposite. Ain't born ke'echad. They're not even coming to teach you the same din. Why? We said we need one, that we need this and we need that. We can't learn one from the other. It's not Aimalamdin. It's not Sheikh Zumbo Ke'echad. They're not coming down Bon Ke'echad. The Nira, here's what Tosas answers. What's Tosas' question? His question is, who made up a din? You're allowed to have Ezek Hadas. The Gemara asked that question. When can you have Ezek Hadas? Right? When can you have Ezek Hadas? Says Tosas, what do you mean when can you have Ezek Hadas? Maybe you can't. So implicit in the question is, there's a time when you can have Ezek Hadas. When is that? The Nira, the Al-Karcha Ezek Hadas, lo pasal bakule. Says Tosas, it must be that Ezek Hadas at some point in the procedure will not pasal. Why? The Al-Karcha, the Iba pasal bakulu, if it would pasal, my itzdrich lemichta b'shchitu b'sreifa. Why would the Torah tell you you must have kavana. You can't have Ezek Hadas by shchita and sreifa. Why those two? Delo asi me'adadi. And you can't learn out one from the other. Lichtave gabi asifas afara. It should have said it by the gathering of the dirt. O milui mimeha, filling up of the water. O be'achas menashar. One of the other things that are going on. She'ein tchilas avoda. It's not the beginning. V'lo avoda. It's not the ikar avoda. Some other procedure. You're not allowed to space out by that? You can't space out at all. You can't, when you're filling up the water in the bucket, you can't space out for that, then you can't space out for anything. The Torah didn't say that. The Torah said you can't space out by the Shemitah and by the Sreifa. And we can't learn out one from the other because each one has a uniqueness. It says Tosfos, why did the Torah do that? It must be, it's a time when you're allowed to space out. Must be. If the Torah didn't want me to space out at all, it should have said it by one of the lesser avodas, and then I'll know. By that avoda I can't space out, I can't ever space out. All right? The hashtahu de maskashi b'para, v'nichu kula v'nigmar minei. L'may hilchasa k'siva b'tarti. Why on earth would the Torah write it by these two? Sheyish b'chol chad de milsa de chashivusa. Each one's got a specialness to it. Why would the Torah do that? Elo, you know why? Shma mina, l'me'ute avoda she'ein lo shum chashivusa, de lo pasal lo behesach hadas. There must be avodas where you're allowed to space out. That's what the Torah says. What's not on the list? When can I space out? You hear that? When can I space out? Says the Gemara. If it's regarding that, gathering up the dirt or filling up the water. It says it should be a mishmeres, which means you have to guard it. So you can't space out. Ella lemeute, it must be to exclude. Hashlochas eight eretz ve'ezel v'shti solas, throwing in of the eight eretz and throwing in the string, the lav gufa de paradinu. It's not about the cow. It's not about the para. It's another thing you have to do. See, space that over there, not the end of the world. Okay? Itmar. Now we learned, shchitas para bizar. Another machlokas now. Shchitas para aduma with a zar. Rav Ami amar kshera, v'itzach nafcha amar psula. Machlokas about that. Ula amar kshera. Ula said it's yeah. Va'amri la psula. And some said it's no. Masif Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba l'siwi l'rav. Now Yeshua bar Abba brings a riot to Rav. What did Rav say? Right? Rav said it's puzzle. On Amad Aleph. Ein li ela hazos meimeha. I only know about the sprinkling of the water. Right? Ein li ela hazos meimeha. She'ein ksherin b'isha kibbe'ish. A woman can't do that, right? A woman can't do that.
Can do what?
What?
What a woman can do?
A woman can't sprinkle she can't sprinkle the paraduma on somebody. Only a man
can do any.
Only a man. What's that? Maybe she's a. That what I mean? If she's a kohenis. What? Ain li ella hadals me meha.
Only kohen sprinkle.
What? Ain li ella hazaz me meha, she ain't sharing beisha kibbeish. They ain't sharing ella bayom. Also, can only be done by day, not by night. Right? Minayin l'rabos shchitasa v'kabalas dama v'hazaz dama u'srefasa v'hashlochas eitz erev v'shni solas. How do I know all those things? But what about them? Says Rashi, d'lo hayuk sheirin ela bayom, that they can only be done by day. Then Rashi says, de'ilul inyan isha be'ish eno tzarech l'ubuye. I don't need a pasuk for that. De'kulu k'siv bo'o elazar o kohen. So don't tell me about a woman. Forget that. How do I know all these? I think he's just saying it. We're going to get to the woman later. The whole daf now is about this. You know, hopefully we'll finish it. Talmud Lomar says the Torah. Says the word Torah only by day. Yachal shani marbe af aseifa safara umilu mayim v'kiddush. Maybe I'll add on all those things. Talmud Lomar, Zos. It says the word Zos. Right? So the isser of doing things at night was not said about these three items: the gathering the para, the gathering the afar, the milu mayim, and the kiddush of the mayim. That's kosher by night. Ma roz l'rabba says elu l'hoti es elu. Why are some things you can't do at night and some things you could do at night? Why'd you pick those and not those? Who made up this list? Achash riba kasev umiot. Since there's a ribui. What's a ribui? Torah. And there's a miyot zos. So some are in the list and some are off the list. Amarta. Let's figure it out. Right? Says Rashi. Look at this interesting Rashi. It's the Rashi of Achar Shriba HaKosev Umiyot. V'lo Piresh Mai Riba Umay Miyot. And the Torah doesn't say what's included and what's excluded. Me'ata, now, Lo Mosron, it wasn't given to us, El his boning ba to think about it as ha emes the as ha yashar. What's true and what's right? That's interesting, Rashi. Who doesn't? Interesting. Doesn't say what to do. Let's figure it out. Says Rashi. Let's get to the emes, right? Let's get to the emes. Interesting. Hari ana lemeidin kula meazos memeha. Well, what's the ikar avoda? What's the bottom line here? The bottom line is that the man gets sprinkled. Mahazaz memel, just like sprinkling. Edok sher b'isha kibish, a woman can't do it like a man. V'ank sher el bayom, and it's an only kosher by day. Afan evi avi, I will add on to this list. Shchitasa, kabbalas dama, hazaz dama, srefasa, hashlochas eitzerev, ve'ezov, ushnitzolas. Hoel v'ank sher b'isha kibish, v'ank sher el bayom. Umotziani, and I'll take off the list. Aseifa safara, milu mayim, the kiddush, hoel uksherim beisha kibish. Since a woman can do these things, cherinami beyom v'laila. Okay. Now.
So the isha can do this.
Yeah. You want a lady? Can you fill up the water for the bucket for the paraduma? She could do that. Since she could do that, it could be done at night. They go hand in hand. That's how we started off talking about the lady, because if she could do that. Lady, go out to the garden, get the dirt. You could do that, lady. You could do that. So she could do that. It could be done at night. Bahai, mighty ofta. What? Now, what we started off by saying, this is a raya to Rav. That what? That a czar can't shech the paraduma. And Shmuel held that a czar can't shech the paraduma. So we started off by saying, Masiv Rav Yeshua Bar Abba, who's see you a derav. I have a kasha, it's going to support Rav. So now the Gemara says, well, my high tiyufta. How is this not support Shmuel? How is this a kasha on Shmuel? That what? How does it show that a Zohar can't do Shechita? How does it show that? So the Gemara says, hi, my tiyufta. How does it show that? Ilema mid the psulim be'isha, psulimami bazaar. You want to tell me, well, since a woman can't do it, so a Zohar can't do it, is that your proof? No. Hazaz me'ma tachiyach. The sprinkling will prove you wrong. Why? Shapsulin b'isha. It's puzzled by an isha. Uksherin bazar. And it's kosher for by a zar. The Gemara says, we're going to see that tomorrow. So hold the kasha, how can a zar do this? We'll see it tomorrow. Right? So it can't be. Amar Abaya, hayni tiyufta. Here's the problem. Here's the kasha. Isha mai taima. Why can't a woman do shchita? Why not? Right? says Rashi, Minalei de shechita psula beisha. Why can't a woman do shechita? Bishloma kabbalas dama vazaz dama ksivalaka chalazara koe. Midama hainu kabbalah vazah. And lochach b'nei olamoid hainu vazah. Shefazanami leil minei ksiben vahadar sarva. But why not? Why can't you do shechita? Why not? The answer is, Elazar velo isha. It says Elazar. So zar nami, Elazar velo zar. Same story. That was the kasha on Shmuel. That was the kasha on Shmuel. It's masha, the zar can't do it.
So if you're using the
pasuk,
you have to exclude the...
Correct. Amar ula, kala parsha kula, mashma moti miyad mashma, umashma mela. Those words mean that the psukim are read out of context, and they're read in context. What's that mean? It says, "Unasatim oso el Elazar haKohen, oso le Elazar, v'lo ledoros le Elazar." Only Elazar had to do this carbon. In the future generations, it didn't have to necessarily be with whoever that Elazar was—the Sagan, the assistant. Didn't have to be. Ikad Amri, no, ledoros b'Kohen Gadol. In the future, it was done by the Kohen Gadol. Ikad Amri, ledoros b'Kohen Hedyot. Others say, "No, any style Kohen can do it." And Beishlam alan damel ledoros b'Kohen Hedyot Shaper. How do you know that? Why did the Kohen Gadol have to do it? Why him? Gamar chuka chuka miyom haKippurim. It's a gzeirah shava. So how do you argue on a gzeirah shava? They didn't want that gzeirah shava. They didn't have a kabbalah from the Rebbe. Then it says v'hotzi osa. It says you take out the paraduma. Shelo yotzi acheres ima. You can't take out another cow with it. Kiditnan lo haisa para rotsa lotes. Let's say the para didn't want to go. This is stubborn. Doesn't want to move. So ein motzir ima shchora, don't take out another animal. Ooh, and the paradum will say, ooh, I like that guy. I'll go with that one. Don't do that. Shalayamur shchora shaktu. People are gonna think, what are they doing over here? What are these rabbis doing with this black cow over here? What are they doing with it? Oh, it must be the shechting it also. And ein motzir ima aduma shalo yamru shtayim shachad. You can't even take out another red cow, and people should, what are they doing? The shechting too? Rav Amar, now lo man Hashem, who's that? That's not the reason. El Mishum Shinemar Osa Levada. It says Osa Levada. Tanakama Hakshiv Osa. The Tanakama it does say Osa. I don't need all these fancy reasons about that the oil is going to make a mistake. It says Osa. Osa means alone. Man Tanakama. No. Who's the Tanakama? They're not arguing. It's Rav Shimon. The Darash time of the Krah. Rav Shimon says he's Darash time of the Krah. Why does it say Osa? Why does it have to be alone? So that nobody should make a mistake and think, hey, you could do two. Hey, you could do a black one also. I didn't know that. So they're not really arguing. Now, what's the difference? My benayah, what's the difference? What's the difference if you hold it because of time of the krah or not time of the krah? If you benayah, the difference is the apik chamor bahada. Take the paraduma and you have a donkey over there. Says Rashi, Dil Tanakama Shari. According to the Tanakama, what mistake are people going to make? The shechting a donkey? That everyone knows that you don't shech donkeys. So what are people going to say? Dil Tanakama Shari. Dileka Shemayomru. It's not possible for someone to make a mistake over here. However, Lirab Shimon, but according to Rab Shimon, Osaksiv. That says Osa. No wiggle room. It can't be with another animal. All right?
How come we don't see in any other korban, in any other case, the discussion that the animal doesn't want to go? It's the first time I see that. What happened to every you know?
No, you take the other case, it's not a one.
Doesn't matter. You always take the animal somewhere.
Didn't Rob have a no?
What about the seal of Mishpaleach? What if the seal doesn't want to go?
It's a
story about the animal. He had no respect for the animal.
Yeah, Rebbe.
No, how about the Sira Mishtaleach? What happens if the Mishtaleach doesn't want to go?
Yeah, it's a good question. All of a sudden here we're dealing with this issue. It's a good question.
It's not a carbon.
All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up. We'll stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow.
No, tomorrow.
Everyone have a good day.